age where you had that trauma, raise your hand if you're open to that. If you're like, no, I'd rather just get a group healing, and I was, everyone will get it. So everyone will get the healing, but if you want to kind of like figure out why did I get this trauma at this age and maybe talk about it, then raise your hand.
Okay, cool. I'll do it.
Raise your hand with the pen.
I just want
this. And then all you have to do is put a star near your name, like a little, just a star. That way I know to pick you. And if you don't have a star, I won't pick you. So, but you're still special.
Aww.
Pin.
What?
Aww.
Is
on my back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's your pen.
We're just. I think that might be.
Oh, thank you. So we else need a marker?
I guess.
I'm open.
Are we supposed to be passing?
Okay, so this is another second announcement. So my wife, who's very beautiful, I definitely upgraded, she said that she's going to give you guys all a free inner voice scan as a gift. That's her way of being here. So all that is basically she'll scan your voice, tell you which emotions you're overusing, which ones you're suppressing, how it's affecting your body, and she's going to send you a custom meditation that balances your brain with binaural beats.
Yeah.
So you guys can listen to it every morning and every night. And whenever if you're overwhelmed and panicking and stressed, you just listen to it for 15 minutes, you'll be fine. So if you want that for free, then here you go. That's my wife's gift to you guys.
Will that help you sleep
when you
can't sleep?
Yes, when you can't sleep.
Because I couldn't sleep last night.
Yes, when you can't sleep. So she's going to be doing this while we're in the gathering tomorrow, and she may be sending you guys emails tomorrow. So you guys can have it. So you guys can sleep tomorrow with it.
So how do we get her our voice?
She'll reach out to you, and she'll just say, like, hey, send me a recording of your voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get started. First of all, I just want to share my uttermost gratitude to be with you guys in here. And I just, getting to know you guys more, and you guys just mean a lot to me. Like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, just with you guys. And I was just talking to Kwaku, and I said, something that my wife gets whenever she does breath work and she hears from her guides is one of the things that's so beautiful that she hears a message from consistently is you're exactly where you're supposed to be, you know? And so I really feel that you guys are all here for a reason, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. And I honor your journey of growth, and I honor your spirituality, every one of you guys. So, quick pop quiz. What is the richest soil on the earth? Who can answer that question? What's the richest soil on the earth? Like ground, like soil. What's the richest soil?
The black soil.
Black soil? Okay, that's a good, that could be it. Raise your hand if you know the answer, or you think you know the answer.
Terra preta? From the Amazon?
Okay, Terra preta. Okay, what, anybody else?
Sandy County.
Sandy County, okay. That's a good guess.
You were talking about actual soil?
Like soil, the ground. Yeah, like just, yeah, figured, no, actual soil. That's like the richest soil. Like, if you were built on that place, it'd be...
You don't mean just general topsoil.
No, not just... No.
But the richest soil within the topsoils of the earth?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Hmm.
What in Utah has this much black soil?
Oh, wow.
Organic soil.
Organic soil, okay. This is what my mentor taught me. He said that the richest soil is the cemetery, because they're the people who passed away with their gifts that were never used. And I really... touched my heart, because we know a lot of people who are very talented, you know, and they have amazing talents, but they're almost agoraphobic. They hide it. They kind of keep it in. I do it myself. I sabotage myself, right? We all sabotage ourselves. And so one of the biggest kind of plagues in society that I've noticed as a practitioner for 11 years is the word reactivity. We're very reactive people, you know. If you think about what's the biggest mistake you've made in an argument with someone is because one of you guys were reactive. You know, if you think about how when you broke up with someone, if you wanted to have maybe a less harder time, it was because you were, for some reason, just very reactive when you got dumped. You know, so if you notice, like, some of our toughest decisions we've made, or the worst decision we made, were because we reacted a certain way. And then an hour later, we're like, why did I react like that? Like, why did I do that? You know? So what if there's a way that we become less reactive and we're just more present with people? And the way that I found that is that if we remove emotional energies, and I know all of our goals, even this new cool guy here who I'm a big fan of, is to create the molecule. So we all have that goal, right? Everyone raise your hand if you have that goal to become the molecule, okay? So if we all have that intention, I can do a group healing specifically. What can we release as a group that is holding us back from becoming that molecule? And then the people who have stars next, and I like your Star of David there. if those have stars, I'm going to pick on you and I'm going to mention, you may tell me like your age. You might say like, you know, how young you are. And then I'll tell you when you got this trauma. And again, afterwards at the end, maybe if you want to share like, actually that age means a lot to me and blah, blah, blah. And we can talk about it. But I do want to show you a show. How many of you guys believe in like time travel? Anybody believe in time travel? Because I do. Okay. Well, the not in the sense of like going back in time like Nikola Tesla's lost papers, but more of like whenever, let's say you and I are going out, I'm getting into a fight with you. There's a high likelihood that I'm traveling back in time to my first marriage and that she's reacting something. She's provoking something from me from a past marriage. And now I'm not present anymore. It's this other version of me that's reacting due to my time travel. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So when you go to school, let's say you go to your job and your boss is very mean to you, but then you also remember that in fourth grade, a teacher used to pick on you. Mm-hmm. You've just time traveled to fourth grade and you're not there anymore. It's this reactive version, right? Yeah. So we're all time travelers. The question is, I don't know about you guys, but I want to unplug the time traveling machine. I don't want to go back anymore. I just want to be present. Okay. But there's a cool, who's seen the new movie, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey? Anybody see that? Not yet? I highly recommend it because the whole time I wish I had a notepad. I should have taken notes. This whole movie just came out just this last month. It's just brand new. You guys should all watch it. It's called A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey.
Screaming or theaters?
In the movie theaters. Yeah. And anyway, so Margot Robbie's in it. She's pretty famous. And
yeah, she's good.
I'm trying to remember who this awesome guy who plays the Penguin in Batman, but he's...
The new Batman.
What?
The new
Batman.
The new series.
Yes,
Colin
the new series.
Colin
Farrell. Yes, great actor. So Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie. So you guys all have a crush on one of them. So it's totally cool.
Or both.
Or both. I mean, goodness, right? So I want to show you a quick scene on this. But when I work with people doing regression hypnotherapy, or I do body code stuff, let's say I'm working with you. I'm going to keep picking on you. So with Rain, for example, I'll find something and I'll say, this was at age 12, right? She's traveling, and I've worked with you before, mm-hmm. I'll say, do you remember what happened around age 12? And then this image will kind of come in your mind, you know? Mm-hmm. And what I love about this movie is he's walking into doors of his past. So there's always a door, and he opens up a door, and then through that, he like goes to his childhood. And it's just interesting, like, this is a very good kind of figurative way of what healing really is. It's like we have to travel back in time to when we were 7, when we were 8. You know, when Asaf, I heard you got bullied, I got bullied too, you know? Mm-hmm. If we want to be the ascended person, we have to visit the child that was bullied. We have to go back there and talk to him and change his frame of mind and being like, hurt people, that's the only reason why you got bullied, you know? But that's hindsight, right? And can we remove the energy that was created when you were bullied, right? And so I'm going to play this little clip here. You guys turn on the lights? Can we get more movie theaters here or no?
Yeah, we could turn it.
It's always the lamp's fault. Come on.
There we go.
Is that here? There we go. Okay, cool. Sorry, it's such a small screen. We're going to have to just work with it. Let's see if we can...
The Zoom watchers...
You turn off the fan.
Wow.
Is that left too
late?
Turned off the fan.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Well, two reasons. One, those could only be high school doors.
And second reason.
Did everyone hear that?
I'll tell you later.
No, wait.
What?
No, I'm not sure.
What?
Well, I went here for 4 years. I don't know who or what, when, you know?
It's okay.
High school.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Come on. Oh, wow.
That's fucking terrible. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hi, David.
David,
What? Your dad, I was at your funeral. It's 4 years from now. I mean, look, maybe I was wrong, but get your pancreas checked, will you? Soon.
I don't know what kind of pre-show routine you're doing here, but there's no time. The curtain's in half an hour, everyone.
Wait. See, that's how old am I?
You're 15.
I'm 15.
Cool. How old am I?
I don't know, 40?
I'm going to kill you today. That's 4 years ago. Fucking 40.
That? It's Cheryl Hayward. She plays Rosemary.
So are you in this show? You're in this musical?
Yeah, I play J. Pierpont Finch.
You're J. Pierpont Finch?
Yes.
What? That's amazing.
Oh, you did the show?
I wish, yeah. Ex-musical goofy. Oh.
After her solo, I tell her I love her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She says, I don't love you. I love Clint Whitford, and I'm devastated.
Who's Clint Whitford?
He's a fucking asshole, prick, college freshman. He treats her like shit.
Wow. Is
that nice? And tonight, I go home, and I don't even get out of my costume. I go up to my playroom. I plant myself face down in the couch. And I cry.
You have a playroom?
I cry so hard. Jesus God, it feels like it... Ah, oh, feels exactly like it felt that night.
Okay, well...
Except now I know it's worse. No, because I know she's going to just destroy me all over again.
Okay, just don't tell her you love her.
But I have to.
Why? You just said that you know that she's not going to say it back.
Maybe she will.
She won't.
I have to.
David? Hair and makeup, right now?
Cool.
Yeah.
Break a leg.
Maybe more.
Maybe more.
Why are you saying my full name?
I don't know. But you do check for Hodge tonight.
Do what?
Do it.
You must be so excited for David.
Oh, we're just so proud of him. He's so talented.
He worked very hard.
Yeah, those are
his job search. He deserves it.
Yeah, he's just a really special kid. Just really and truly just special.
And talented.
Yeah, and special.
Congratulations.
And now, how to succeed in business without really trying.
Dear reader, this little book is designed to tell you everything you need to know about the science of getting ahead. Now, let us assume you are young, healthy, clear-eyed, and eager, anxious to rise quickly and easily to the top of the business world. You can. If you have education and intelligence and ability, so much the better.
What the fuck are you doing? Get out there. My name is David Longley. I'm 15 years old, and I am the lead in my high school musical.
Are you saying that to yourself, or are you saying that to me?
Both. Yeah, you know, you're not a bit in Bourne Identity, where Jason Bourne realizes that he can be an assassin without remembering that he's actually an assassin.
What's Jason Bourne?
Keep golden few. You can.
This is Jason Bourne.
How to advance from the mailroom? How to sit down at a desk? How to take memorandums? How to develop executive style? How to commute in a three-button suit with that weary executive smile? This book is all that I need. How to.
Okay, so you guys get the hint here. He's going back, and you can turn the lights again. He's going back, and he's revisiting his childhood, and he's confronting the girl that broke his heart. And honestly, we don't really know. Like I said, I work with a ton of clients. The first person who breaks your heart, we don't know how much how many beliefs we've created after that happens, and how much trauma we created when that happens, and how it kind of, it puts a filter on us and how we receive love, you know? So I love this part, and it doesn't show it, but he actually confronts her in front of everybody. And it's just really funny. Like, she's like, why are you talking like this? And I guess the guy who she likes is also in the play too. And he's like, you guys get married, but then you divorce. And he's like, what? Like, he doesn't get it because he knows the future. So he's like, he's actually going to divorce you, you know, and find somebody else. But anyway, what I want to do is this. If you guys open up the gathering thing there, and we're going to do is we're going to have a little, if you have your pens, there's a part that says notes, like healing notes. And what I was thinking about doing as we're doing this session, this group session, is it's going to be kind of like you guys can just write notes on two things. So when we create the molecule together, what does that look like for you? What does that mean to you? Okay, so that's what I want you guys to write in the group notes is, if when we create the molecule, like let's say you had unique abilities now, how would you serve the earth if you had that? You know, and it kind of reminds me of like, it kind of reminds me of like when Joseph Smith, how he had to keep coming back to visit Angel Moroni, and he had to visit that same place over and over again, year after year, right? And some people have said, like Oliver Cowdery said, that it's because perhaps Joseph in his heart was like, how can I save my family from poverty? If I just sell these gold plates, maybe I can save them, you know? So he wasn't refined yet until his heart was pure, and then finally he can translate the plates. So we all kind of can do that too. It's like, how can, if we were to picture ourselves like we are now the molecule, what would we do? Like, who would you want to help? Like, there's probably people in your life that you're like, I'd love to reach out to this friend now. Like, what if whenever you spoke truth to someone, they believed you right away? And you're like, wow, that would be so great if this person would listen to what I said and I can change their life too. Maybe you have thought about that. Maybe there's people in your life. And then, once you're done thinking about how, like, what your day would look like or who you would help, then I want you to write down, like, the millennium. Like, the 1,000 years of peace. What does that look like for you? Like, what does your 1,000 years of peace look like to you? So it's kind of a two-part thing. It's when we create the molecule, what would you do? How would you help people? How would you be of service? Okay. And then the next one is, if the millennium were to start, you know, what does that look like to you, this, like, peace on earth? Like, what does that mean to you? Because sometimes you might say, oh, maybe my family will finally be together. I'm estranged from my daughter, or I'm estranged from my son, and I would love this to be, maybe it might change in the millennium, you know? So while we're doing that, I'm going to start the healing session. So if we can all just take 10, yeah.
Just repeat both the questions one more time.
Yeah. So the first one is, when we become the molecule, how would we serve society? How would we serve humanity? That's the first question.
Like, somebody might do healing, somebody else might write, somebody else might sing.
We all know someone who is mentally sick, maybe. Or we all know someone who is physically has issues, and you're like, oh, if I could find a way to heal that person, if I can find a way to talk to this person, or maybe they're dealing with depression, you know? So that's the first thing. And the second one is, if the millennium were to usher in the 1,000 years of peace, like, what does that mean to you? Like, sure, it sounds great in the larger scope, but what does 1,000 years of peace look like to you? Make sense? Everyone good? Thumbs up? We're good? Okay, good. Asaf is only one person. Asaf said yes. He's good. Okay. So let's get started here. Let's do this. Let's just take 10 seconds. We'll just pray to, you know, God, higher self, universe, just for 10 seconds and ask for some help in our mind. And then we'll get started. And you guys just go ahead and write. And at random times, I will come up to you and I'll say, hey, your age, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll mention what it is to everyone. Okay? So let's take 10 seconds real quick. We'll just kind of do a quick prayer that this session's inspired for this group healing. How young are you?
70.
70, okay. From time to time, I'll interrupt you guys, and you guys can just listen in, and you guys can go back to writing. But I'm going to be removing this energy from everyone here, so this is kind of cool. Because we're in a group, we technically, when I heal it from her, everyone else gets the same healing too. You guys all have the same one, and if I were to have fun with it, I would give you each an age. If I were to, we'd be here for 4 hours, but I'd give everyone their age one by one, right? So the first one that I'm removing is... will to take on others' responsibility. If you guys want to write that down, you guys can. If you don't have to. But everyone here just removed that from their bodies. And for you, it was age 27. Okay. So then we'll go to Tyler. Let's see what Tyler.
No, he
did. And by the way, will two energies can cause depression. So will twos and no will twos.
So what did it say again? Will to take others?
Yeah, will to take on others' responsibility. Age 27. For you, for some reason. Okay, let's go with Tyler. Okay, so the next one I'm removing from everyone is a no will to go on. So no will to go on means like you feel very, very overwhelmed. Some people, if they have a lot of these, they have leg problems. Like they can't, they have knee issues, they have feet issues. When they get up in the morning, their legs hurt. It's a lot of no will to go on. Makes sense, right? Like your legs are the to go on. And so for Tyler, for some reason, it was around 32. So it might have been a time where he felt very overwhelmed. But I'm just going to release it from him, and I have the intention to release it from everybody else too. And if you're wondering why I'm doing this, is because I don't have Fantastic Four arms where I can like rub his back with a magnet. So in Korean acupuncture, this is his head and this is his spine. So I'm just rubbing this using this as like a magnet and just kind of rubbing it like that. I'm doing it for him, but it does it for everybody else. Make sense? Do you have a star or no star? I think I might get everyone, actually, but we'll see. Okay, Asafa, how young are you?
60.
60, okay. The next one is this thing called emotional reverberation. It's this kind of, picture like a bell. It's like a very emotional moment. The bell's gone because the moment's gone, but there's still this ringing in the body from that moment. And so yours was rejection, and it was at age 14. So around that time, either it could go two ways. Either you're rejecting someone, or you felt rejected, you know? So I'm just going to release it from Asaf and everyone else here. So technically, everyone has a rejection here too. There was just a time it was a very emotional rejection, you know?
Just 14 for everybody or just...
No, just him. Just him.
Oh, okay.
Like if I were to choose Chantry, I'd do that.
Dang it.
How young are you?
41.
41? Okay, so... See, for him it'd be 37. But again, I'm not going to go through everyone, just, but if you want, just kind of a cool, no, it's like 37, you either felt rejected or you were rejecting something, you know? But anyway, we'll keep going here. So, my eyes aren't good. Hold on.
Yeah, Michael, that's right.
Here's a real question. Who didn't put a star on? Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
I didn't know stars were an option.
Oh yeah. Star means I'll pick on you to like to me.
Here we go.
Okay, cool. Okay, Michael, how young are you?
72.
I have to draw a star. And you guys should be still writing, you know, about how to serve people and the millennium stuff. Maybe you're moving to the millennium one. Let's see. And then we'll discuss it afterwards. Okay, so for Michael, hi, you're in deep meditation over there. So this one is age 17, and there's this thing called an idea intolerance. So an idea intolerance means a moment where, like, as soon as you touch an idea, this idea, your body gets stressed out, anxious, worried. You might get a headache. You might feel heavy. And this says family wanting things from you. And this is age 17. So if you want to think about that, like, what was happening around 17? Now, this is always give or take a year, so it could be 18, it could be 16, but around there, some family member, I don't know if they were, like, demanding something from you or they're expecting something from you. It's like, and it's kind of annoying, like, to you. It's like, and it's now when family wants something from you, you could probably get stressed out still or anxious or worried or whatever. Your wife would know. Okay. All right, let's keep going. Okay, Artie is not starred. JJ's not starred. Okay. You guys are not starred? Okay, that's fine.
No, we're perfect.
Okay, good. Okay. Marnie. Okay, let's go. Okay, Marnie. Marnie, who has neck pain? Okay. How young are you? 30? 48. 48, okay. I'm getting brownie points. No, hey!
But I'll still get them too.
Come on! Okay, so it's, for you, Marnie, it's a physical emotional shock. So it's either like a period of stress or something happened to you that kind of, you're like, whoa, I was not ready for that. And that was age 22, around that time. Now, it could be 23, it could be 21, but there's some period of stress, or again, maybe you heard a news about something, something could kind of caught you off guard. That was around 21-ish. Yeah. Okay, Adam. I'm going to skip Adam, because he was just, did like four name tags. Did four name tags. Okay, okay. What's your age? 52. Okay, let's see. And some of you guys might be feeling very calm or very relaxed right now. Anybody feel calm or just kind of relaxed? A little bit lighter? Yeah. For a couple of reasons. Number one is you're getting what my wife and I coined together. It's called multi-layered healing, which is because there's frequencies being sent over here. So that's one thing, the whole day. Two is you're listening to heart chakra music. So it's opening up our heart space. And number three is I'm doing a session on you as a group. So you guys are like, you guys should sleep like babies. Where's the one that couldn't sleep? Watch. I helped you the other night with sleeping. I don't know if you remember that. But
well, that was because I had energy in the room.
I know. But I got rid of it, though. I got rid of it. Okay, so 52. Okay, focus on Adam. Okay, let's see. Yeah, your TV was turning on.
Yeah.
For no reason. As soon as you said that, I was like, I just knew it. Yeah. I was like, I know what that is.
What is that?
Just like a dark entity that was there.
Oh, yeah, we had that in one of our houses in Manti. This entity would turn the TV on in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's like, cut it out.
That they hired that entity for Poltergeist, you know, just to.
Yeah.
It's like an independent contractor for Poltergeist.
Poltergeist are us.
Yeah.
We used to have an entity that would stomp around the house. Really loud.
Okay.
That's what he does.
No, there was no.
Okay, so with Adam, you have this thing called a. Hold on, let me remove. Hold on, a couple of things here. I want to make sure I remove the Michael thing, the idea intolerance. Have the intention to remove the shock from Marnie and everyone else. So now we're with Adam. So you have a despair anchor, which means something you're like, you're looking for something to be true. So it's a negative statement, and you're like expecting it. And yours is, I'm not doing okay with this. Okay? And I can kind of see where this came from. Let me see what age you created this one. 24. So around 24, there was something in your life that you were not okay with. Like just something. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was work, relationship,
church.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so let's get rid of that one there. Okay, so then we got rain. Okay. I think we got, am I missing anybody? I think we got like just two more left. Am I missing anybody? No, we're good? Yeah, we're good. Okay. Chantry, okay. Okay, so rain. Let's see what we got here. Compound. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So with rain, you have an absorbed emotional compound. So that means all of us have an emotional compound, which means someone else felt two emotions, and then you absorbed it, you sponged it. You became a little sponge, and you sponged it. So sometimes emotions leave their bodies like a sphere of energy the size of a tennis ball to a cantaloupe, and they leave our bodies, and then you were just around it, and you kind of sponged it in. Now, I don't know where it came from, though. I'll say, is this like a female figure? No, it's like a male figure. So it's a male figure for you. And then I can tell you what age it was. Like, so it basically came out of this man around you, and then you were just around it, okay?
So a man around me had a strong emotion, and I caught it.
Yes, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, and it has a picture of a sponge. Like, you kind of sponged it. I'm trying to see what this is. Okay. Okay, well, so this is someone was stubborn around you. So they're stubborn. And kind of frustrated at the same time. Okay, so and let me see what age this is. Okay, let me see. How young are you again?
61.
Yeah, so it's age 31. So 31, 32, or it could be 30, but around there was just some person that was frustrated, stubborn. Doesn't mean towards you, that maybe they were frustrated, stubborn towards someone else, but you were just around this male and then you kind of absorbed it. So, just something to think about. And then, Chantry. Gotta remember that.
Good luck.
Okay, so Chantry. And then, I think you told me your age again, but...
41.
Okay. I'll work on my memory after this. I'll do a personal session on myself for memory. This is a really good one, actually, to get rid of. So we got rid of this frustrated stubbornness from you. So there's also a memory field. So memory field is just lots of memories. There's like three types of them. They're either just like all your memories in general, or a specific event, or similar events, you know? So I don't know which one it is for you. Is it like...
All of them.
No, it could be. It could be. I'll say, is it all your memories? This one says no. Is it like a specific event? This one also says no. So this is similar events. Yeah, so this is similar events. So what I could do here is your body tends to put a stamp on it, like a label to it. I'm trying to see what this is. Okay. It's just moments of dread. like, you know, like dreading to go to school or dread to whatever. Just, it's just, there's kind of like little spots of dread here and there. And your body's like, I just want to not have this anymore. Just move any dread from my body, you know? So I'm just going to release that dread from you and from everyone else there. And yeah, then we'll do this real quick. First of all, does anyone want to share what you wrote down of, like, you know, either your thoughts on what you, how you would serve, or...
So what age was he during dread? You didn't give him an age.
No, that one doesn't have an age. It's just okay. Kind of like, it's just different moments of...
14 till now.
Dread, yeah, just moments of just dread here and there, you know? Could be like dreading the first day of school. It could be dreading visiting an aunt. It could be dread for, you know, whatever. I think we got pretty much everybody here.
Okay.
I don't think he has a star on.
No star.
No star. It's all good. Okay. Okay, so everyone who didn't put a star, I'm putting extra work on you. Okay, I'm just kidding. Because you think you're too cool for school, okay? Especially you, Curtis. Okay. No, but, okay, does anybody want to share what you guys wrote down of how you guys want to serve if once the molecule gets activated? Just what comes to mind?
Okay, go. So I want to help people grow. I want to help people learn what I learned, how to put down the lower and go to the higher. So I want to do this. We talked about this in our triad group. Instead of being self-development, I want to do spiritual development. So you learn to develop your spiritual self.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Love and then that. The millennium for me is everyone else can do it too. We're all in our higher all the time. That there is no more lower nature. That's 1,000 years of peace.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Anybody else want to share thoughts?
I can share.
Probably.
So after the molecule is formed, I really want to teach, I guess, because I want to teach people how to heal. I want to teach them on correct government, and I want to teach young people what they are capable of doing and healing my family.
That's awesome.
So, and then in the millennium, I want to do generational healing through my extended family. And then I was kind of surprised about this, but not. Sacred architecture, city planning, sacred government, and law.
Wow, I love that.
Very 7th
grade. Yeah. And Enoch also had ways that the structures were kind of mirroring, I guess, like heaven's buildings, they say.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, when you ask about what does the molecule look like, there's just each of us in kind of a grid, triangular grid with this light coming from heart to heart, and it was just creating a chalice, not necessarily a chalice, but landing pad that would ground divine energy and distribute. So connected vertically, receiving, distributing it all horizontally between each other, and then kind of radiating that out. We do a little Monday morning meditate or evening meditation at our house every week where a group of us do that, get together and do this heart to heart, and then radiate that out. And so that's just how the molecule showed up to me.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, as far as millennium, I mean, physical, mental, emotional vehicles are being used to express soul and monadic consciousness. I'm living in Christ consciousness and just experiencing divine unconditional love.
I love it. It's so cool. Yeah, I know a couple of spiritual mentors that they go to certain lands and they like kind of bless the land, you know, and they do energy work on that land. Like, it's like they go to certain grids. And the scanner that my wife uses, obviously sending frequencies to a certain building. So we've always thought about, like, if we were to like work with an orphanage, like how much do those kids need unconditional love? Why can't we send unconditional love frequencies to that orphanage? And as soon as I heard that you can send it to buildings in certain rooms, I just got so excited because I'm like, imagine if we had kind of what you do for work, instead of having like a database of software stuff, but just like millions of scanners that are all pinpointing to different grids, frequencies, to different places.
So like Tesla. Like his energy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought that, like, as soon as they came out with that, because when we first got the scanner, it didn't say it could send it to certain buildings, but as soon as I heard buildings, I thought of orphanage and homeless people and just like sections of the earth that need healing. that it's not just enough for us to donate money, but they actually need to feel what it feels like to have love again. You know, anybody else want to share?
I may have answered it wrong.
Do it, bro.
I may have misunderstood.
There is no wrong answer.
So, I said using my words and talents to remove anxieties and fears from people's hearts.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. That's
awesome.
That makes sense.
I actually answered it right
now. No, that actually, yeah, it does, yeah. Thanks, bro. Anybody else?
I kind of parrot what Susan said about teaching, sharing about the molecule, and writing books, sharing books that I have, becoming a good listener. People love it when you spend time with them and just listen to them. You don't have to preach anything, just be there with them. 1,000 years of peace, I see everyone working in a team or a group, creating group consciousness. No one's working alone. They have a support team, support group, cooperation versus competition. I see knowledge covering the earth as waters cover the seas, and I see us traveling in the air, maybe through the drones that, you know, carry 5 or 6 people, but they won't run into each other.
Yeah, I've always thought about how, you know, Jesus doesn't have any fear of heights. You know, he couldn't have fear of heights because he ascended to heaven. So he's obviously used to levitating.
No, and taken to a high place.
See, yeah, taken to a high place. And then, you know, he came down on Bountiful, too.
Yeah.
You know, so he's used to descending and ascending. So
right.
It seems like people, like, we should be used to.
We should have a problem with
that. We should have a problem with heights, yeah.
Not if they're going to follow Jesus.
Yeah. Like,
right on.
Anybody else want to share? Now here's the fun part. Who wants to share what, like, you know, an emotional thing that you're like, hey, I could resonate with that. Who wants to share that? Like for some reason that age does mean something to me. Anybody?
So mine was like awesome. The will to take on others' responsibility. So age 27 is when I really started rebelling against everything. I was rebelling against my husband. I was rebelling against church leaders. I was rebelling against society. I mean, I was a huge rebel at 27. And JJ and I had talked about this one time. My handwriting changed at age 27.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought she might be awoken.
Yeah, I don't know. But I changed.
She's the only one I've met that thought they might be awoken that had some evidence. With
yeah.
the change of the handwriting.
Yeah. Like your soul exit because you hate your life so bad when somebody else walks in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was there.
And I was curious, because what did you have there?
Generate.
Will to what?
Take on others' responsibility.
Okay, so what's the first thought that comes to mind with, like, who's somebody that you helped out that you're like, you should be doing this, but I'm just going to just kind of pick it up on my shoulder and kind of take it. Who comes to mind or what?
My husband.
Your husband, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this is my husband.
Cool. Awesome. Way to go.
Yeah.
So, anybody else want to share? You get a fist bump from
me. Yeah, that's interesting. I got excommunicated when I was 27.
Yeah.
I rebelled against everything.
Yeah, so did I.
You're still rebelling.
Okay.
I love it. You haven't stopped rebelling.
Okay. Make waves.
The spirit of rebelling. Anybody else want to share anything that stood out to you that...
I'll share. So you said 37 for me, and that's when not only did I go through my last separation, but I also promised the universe for reasons that I wouldn't suck start a shotgun. And then the next day the universe gave me a shotgun with a bunch of ammo and some other stuff. So like it was like the universe was like, all right, bet. So that was a big deal for me at 37.
Mm. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Man. What was the energy for that one? Do you remember what emotion it was?
Dread.
Oh, dread. Okay. No, but there was another one that I gave him at 37. It was...
Rejection.
Oh, what?
Rejection.
Oh, rejection.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was... For me, it was 14, and then you said for countries.
So think about this, 37. So what comes to mind? Did something in your life around that time, did you feel rejection?
Or were you like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so you felt rejected. Okay.
And rejected. Rejecting, yeah. Like, it was...
It's a very emotional...
Both sides,
for sure. The one that I saw on him, it's this ringing bell. Like, it's a very emotional moment.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the bell's gone, but there's still this kind of ringing. So it, whenever you have that ringing energy, like, if someone's being tough on you, you might kind of wake up that bell feeling where you feel rejected. You know, it might be an emotion that you kind of lean towards. You know?
At that age.
Not so much lose.
He moved away.
Anybody else want to share?
It was
question. I mean, I'm just back through. Yeah. I could be wrong.
So that just kind of piled
mine was physical emotional shock.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, like a period of stress or
When I was that age, I mean, if it had to do with this, my aunt was killed by lightning.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
My aunt.
Yeah. So I'm muscle testing for you, and that was exactly what it was. That was the shock. And I'm asking too. There's two ways it can go. Was it a period of stress around the time, and it says no? So it's more of that shock of like, wait, what just happened? And so that's what that was. So it's like a punch in the gut, you know? So we all have that. It's something in our life has punched us in the gut, almost like a train hit us emotionally, or we've had like a period of stress. So. Because I removed it from her and hers is a shock, it doesn't mean that you might not have a period of stress, and then hers is a shock, and then yours is a period of stress, so it'll kind of just remove it from that, you know? And so, yeah, it's interesting. And if she wanted to go deeper in her healing, were you close with her?
I mean, fairly. I knew my mom, and her was one of my mom's sisters, and we were close to that side of the family. So
if she was very close to her, I would say something like, I have complete peace with this person passing away that way, in a tragic way, and ask her body how much she believes it. And her body's like, 12.96%. I would remove a lot of emotional energies from her to get it to 100%. All of a sudden, she's neutralized that. And she's kind of burying it energetically now. Otherwise, like, it's still there. There's some stuff there, you know? So I can't technically say that that's the only trauma that was created when you heard that, but that was the big one that came, you know? So, yeah, thanks for sharing that. Anybody else want to share that? It's like... Okay, I just want to end with... anybody else? I want to make sure... Anybody else? No? Okay. I want to just... I really love this prayer. My mentor, Scott Werner, who unfortunately passed away, he had the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic in there. And I don't know, maybe we can just all say it together before we just kind of end this. So I really love the way it's written.
Did he die of pancreatic cancer?
No, he had diabetes. And it was like an overconsumption of insulin that happened. Like too much insulin.
Yeah. So where's the prayer?
In the middle.
Yeah, so if we want to...
Page after we're on.
Yeah, so this is the Lord's Prayer translated from Aramaic directly into English rather than Aramaic to Greek to Latin to English. So it's just... yeah, so it has a very different energy to it if you read it. And so I really love this version of it. So yeah, why don't we just all say it together and then we'll just say
which
amen.
Which
page is
it on?
It's...
After the notes. Yeah, there you go.
We'll make sure Jade is caught up. So, okay, so we can all just say it together, right? O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out a space within us where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance with our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that binds us. As we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes, do not let us be seduced by that which would divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment.
birth, power, and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again.
Made whole.
Is that whole?
Whole
again.
Whole. It's whole. Sorry, it's whole.
Whole.
It's whole.
So it is.
And I'll just. So it is. Amen. I just want to share this lastly too, is that this is just my the greatest, according to Napoleon Hill, he said the greatest speech was the shortest speech. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. All right, thanks everyone. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sleep well. Make sure you guys drink lots of water before you go to bed.
You know, I'm still
so I'm up. Yeah, right.
That's right.